Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Heidi, and I'm firstly a wife and a mother of two young, beautiful girls, 7 and 3. And we're at the ISA Edmonton Section Automation Expo Conference, which I'm the event lead for.
Okay, so what is that big, long acronym that you spoke about? What is the conference really about?
Automation.
Automation in regards to?
Because of the market, we're in mostly industrial automation.
Yeah. And is this at all anything you know about, or you just events coordinate? There you go. Events is your thing and you're just able to coordinate it?
Good question.
Yeah.
I have my own boutique marketing agency.
Okay.
So most of my clients I do marketing for, and I find events fall under marketing.
Totally. And so how did you get into this industry?
What did I? It was a referral.
Really?
Yeah, I used to produce Bridal Fantasy, and so somebody knew me from there and then referred me.
What does Bridal Fantasy mean? That sounds...
Oh, it's at Bridal Expo.
Okay, and so you were coordinating that? Do you need to talk to this guy? It's all good.
Sure.
What's up, my dude?
Just a quick one. Thanks, Heidi, for the help on this morning.
Thank you.
Going. Did you stick your head in as to how it went?
I thought it went really well. Yeah.
I think everybody really had really positive feedback, and I'm only sharing it with you because of the arrangement. People are saying, you know, the idea of having the tables, round tables, and then the breakout sessions like this, and everybody was really engaged.
Well, then you meet each other.
Yeah, and they meet each other, and then at the end of it, there was a lot of talking. People were still talking around the tables. There were three tables that kept talking and stuff. So it was really
awesome.
Cool. So I just wanted to pass that along. So thank you for letting us try.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the help.
It was actually, you remember, it was your idea.
Well, I stole it from someone else. I'm too old to have any new ideas. So not to interrupt, but I just wanted
to... No worries, dude.
Before I forget to...
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you. Chat later.
Have a great day. We don't edit, so that's in there. And that's going to be awesome. Somebody telling you did a great job. They liked the conference. Like, what a win. So elaborate on what you did that client liked so much.
You don't edit.
I don't edit anything. No, forget that noise.
Okay, so we have a big expo.
Yeah.
And then, so Automation Expo and Conference.
Yeah.
The conference is made up of a digital transformation super track, 2 days, 8 sessions, 3 other tracks, new technology, leak detection, safety. Those are all on day one, and they each have 4 sessions, and then 3 symposiums. Cybersecurity, which that fellow mentioned, went really well. Alternative energy and wireless, and those are all basically 2-hour sessions with 3 to 4 presentations within them, and then roundtable discussion.
Yeah, and you're coordinating all of this.
Yeah, and that's just the conference.
That's just, yeah.
The expo's bumping.
Wow, so when it comes to something like this, when are you starting to plan?
So this is a biennial event every 2 years.
Right.
Generally, even though the event's over today, it's not over for me because we have to do the budget and event report, PDA certificates, minor things, just thank yous to sponsors and people that have been involved.
Yeah.
So generally it takes about a month or two to wrap. Then I give myself about a 4-month break.
Okay.
And then it's 18 months, months of planning for the next one.
Yeah.
That's when I start my... hamster wheel starts turning on what the direction is and the fun part is.
So is this the only event of this scale that you do, or do you have other events peppered throughout the year? Because this itself would be...
This is the only event of this scale.
Yeah.
I do lots of other events for my other clients, but they're not of this magnitude.
Yeah, this is wild. I was here a few months ago. There was a, during Halloween, it's called Scream. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard about it.
No.
It's an EDM thing. All of these areas had different stage concerts. It was wild. and this place was packed. But I was thinking from the organizational standpoint, like, this must just be overwhelming to put together so many cool different things. Because you have to make it fun for people. Like, I was walking around and, like, you're seeing things hanging up there, you're seeing things on the TV, like, it's an environment that you've created. That just doesn't happen by mistake.
Well, thank you. That's my whole thing is to create a whole bunch of fun things that attract different people, different personalities, and at the end of the day, that is what generates attendance. On the Expo side, we have VIP tours, so 21 VIP tours. Those are from all the major end user companies in the market, so Shell, Imperial Oil, Pembina Pipelines, Gibson Energy, EPCOR, ATCO, you name it, they're here. They bring their team, and we actually tour them on the Expo floor.
Okay.
And then we have, I think it's 14 Intel talks this year. So those are essentially like knowledge bars set up on the Expo floor where people give presentations and they can sign up for, attendees can sign up for them in advance.
Right.
We do our networking laughter hour on day one. We have a chess tournament happening on day two right now. That's a first for us.
That's so fun.
So we'll see how it goes. But some people like the quieter side of fun, so we thought we'd try it.
Yeah.
And then we have two major headliners. So a headliner one opening lunch that sells out at 200 and a headliner two closing lunch that sells out at 200.
Oh, I thought you were talking headliner like artists. I was like, who did you bring in? Is there a musical aspect? That'd be neat. The chess thing.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? I think it's a perfect pairing for the demographic that you have.
Well, it was actually an idea of one of the fellow that developed the safety track. So people in industry volunteer to work with me and help guide the direction and the content because they're the brains. They understand the industry and what content's needed.
Yeah.
And then I just make it all happen.
Yeah.
So the fellow from Nutrient Alley that developed the safety track also had an idea to do a chess tournament.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just thought it was neat. So I said, let's try it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm assuming it's youth or all ages for your chess tournament?
Well, this is a B2B event, so business to business. And so it's mostly automation professionals that come. And so that's who's in the chess tournament. People, when they register, they have like an a la carte menu and they check off what they want to attend.
Oh, it's participants.
Yes.
Oh, that is so smart. How many participants did you have registered for that?
16 for the chess tournament.
Sweet.
Yeah. They went to the conference or did something else and then ended their day with something fun, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That is really cool because like a lot of time when you go to these conferences, like you see poker or some type of magician or something, and like chess is a great way for them to like network. It's a little bit of competition too. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, I might hijack that idea. I might hijack that idea. Okay. So this is a big jump from weddings to this. What are the similarities that you see?
I don't know, that's a B2C event, and like a bridal show you do, it's more of an expo and a big fashion show. That was way back when, and this is basically the conference side of things replaces the fashion show, in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you're daydreaming about putting this all together, like you said, this replaces this.
Mm-hmm.
How are you seeing that? Are you a pen and paper girl? Are you on that laptop putting things together? Or are you like me, just like, oh, I gotta put this in my head, and then I have a team that I verbalize things to, and luckily for me, they understand the words that come out of my mouth. So like, how are you making this idea visual into what we're seeing here?
I guess to start, I meet people and I note them in my mind, and I have a list of usually about 30 to 40 people that I interview, and that's the start for me of the direction for the next event.
Okay.
And I chat with them all, and that's where my ideas start coming from. I try to run once a week if I have time.
Okay.
And lots of things come to me when I'm running. Then I just start, I basically create almost like an event map, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I have a team of subcontractors that helps me to execute. For this particular event, there's one other event lead as well that works with me.
Okay.
She handles more of the exhibitor sales and that sort of thing.
There's no way you're doing this by yourself.
No, I have a team.
Yeah, not a chance.
And especially on the days of, we have to hire extra people. We have 10 people just at the registration area alone. When people are checking in and registering on site. We have 3 VIP tour guides, a VIP tour lead, conference coordinator, concert conference manager, Intel Talks coordinator. You name it. I like to have somebody in place for everything so that if people have questions, they can be directed.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Indoor, outdoor running, and what type of shoes are you wearing?
Outdoor. Okay. I like to run outside. And what am I wearing? What one? I don't know. I think they're Asics, but yeah, I had a. Anyways, they're not fitting good, so
yeah.
I need to find a new
running room, White Ave. I love Asics. Those were my shoes. Like, I've tried everything from running. And I went in there about a year ago, and the guy said, you need to wear these Brooks. And
you know
Brooks.
What? Sorry, it's Brooks.
Yeah.
That's the pair, but they changed the style.
Okay.
So, yeah, I need to find another set.
Yeah, they're so good. But Brooks used to be sold at, like, Zellers when I was a kid. And I was like, I don't want to wear Brooks shoes. And what do you mean they're the running shoes now? And they're one of the best running shoes I've ever had.
Yeah.
So, Brooks for the win. All right. Well, I know you're a busy lady, so I don't want to keep you here for too long. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out or plug.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess to the ISC Engine section for trusting me to deliver an event of this grandeur.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go.
Good job.
You nailed that.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.